David's Bridal, where brides and bridesmaids get fabulously dressed. We let our friends pick out what we wear, show off our dance moves, obsess over every little detail, hold your hand through it all, smile bravely when it's time to let go. Make your dreams come true. The things we do for love, only at David's Bridal.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And the numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And Connie in Minnesota pledges 1,000. Thank you, Connie. So I'll tell you what, God bless you. I'm going to match Connie. I will match Connie. Put me down. Put me down for another 1,000. Doers of the word. Yep. We're going to do that. I'm going to do it. I have to do it. We really got to raise some money tonight. We really do. All right. Thank you there, Connie. 1,000. Doers of the word. 1,000. All righty.
You have a marvelous church that is so supportive, so proactive, so being doers of the word. They do live up to their name.
They are, and I tell you what, I love pastoring that church so much because we have a church full of activists. I've got in our church the leaders of so many different pro-God, pro-family organizations out here, the leaders right there. And so I just praise the Lord because ignorance and apathy, I cannot tolerate. I cannot tolerate ignorance and apathy.
And there are also some very wonderful, nice people on top of that.
Yeah, they really are. And and not only that, but we have some of the best cooks out there. Those Baptist women can cook. I mean, when we have a church, a dinner there, boy, do they produce. Anyhow, all right.
I've got kind of a special thing that fits in that I was telling you about. Remember those three hostages that were accidentally shot by the IDF, or killed by the IDF?
Oh, yeah. They took them out by mistake. That happens in warfare.
It does, especially when an enemy, you know, tricks and puts hostages in the path and does everything they can to get civilian casualties. Well, the mother, Iris Haim, her son Yotam, was one of those who was kidnapped and died. And you've heard people getting angry. Well, she wrote a letter to the brigade there in Battalion 17, and she said, "Hello, this is Iris Haim. I think I pronounced it right. I am Yotam's mother. I wanted to tell you that I love you very much, and I hug you here from afar. I know that everything that happened is absolutely not your fault and nobody's fault except that of Hamas. May their name be wiped out and their memory erased from the earth. I want you to look after yourselves and to think all the time that you are doing the best thing in the world, the best thing that could happen, that could help us, because all the people of Israel and all of us need you healthy. And don't hesitate for a second if you see a terrorist. Don't think that you killed a hostage deliberately. You have to look out after yourselves, because only that way can you look out after us. At the first opportunity, you are invited to come to us, whoever wants to, and we want to see you with our own eyes and hug you and tell you that what you did, however hard it is to say this and sad, it was apparently the right thing at that moment. And no one's going to judge you or be angry. Not me, not my husband, Ravi, not my daughter, Noya, and not Yotam. May his memory be blessed, and not Tuval, Yotam's brother. We love you very much, and that is all." I thought, what a wonderful letter coming to some soldiers doing that. They've got to have the hardest job in the world, Pastor. You and I are in the military. I cannot imagine having to fight an enemy with all the restrictions, all the rules that the Israeli ADF has to go through to try and minimize casualties. They risk their lives just 10 times over just to do the hardest job in the world. And this mother kind of summed it up, I thought, with that letter. And I thought Christmas time would be a good time to read that letter.
All right. Very good. Mary in Massachusetts pledges 35. John in Hiram pledges 40. Don in New Hampshire pledges 50. Beverly in Michigan pledges 200. And, of course, Connie in Minnesota had pledged 1,000. And so, very good. We're going to, Joe, remember, do you remember, Joe, when Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, how he said in Georgia that he had brought in and they had brought all the three companies in and they did an audit on that election and there was no election fraud?
No fraud whatsoever. Well, we've audited.
Guess what happened, yep. Joe, when we said, wait a minute. When we watched them pulling boxes out, when we watched them sending all the Republicans home, when we watched them pulling phony ballots out.
Suitcases. They were actually suitcases.
And they were saying, who are you going to believe, us or your lying eyes, right? Anyhow. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Those three companies that were supposedly have done the audit, they didn't know that they were doing an audit because here's what they said. Thank you for your request. Paulding County has no emails responding to documents pertaining to your request. We did not have an audit of the machines following the November 2020 election. We have no communications with the SOS Dominion or ProVV. Now, here, that was the Director of Registration Campaign Finance Filing Officer over at the Paulding Company. And then, Joe, here, this is what the Brett Company said, and this is... The Douglas County Board of Elections found no records in response to your September 7th letter, open records request related to communications between the Secretary of State's office and the Board of Elections and voter registration concerning the audit of Dominion machines following the November 30, 2020 general election. No communications was identified between the Board of Elections and the voter registration at ProVV, that's the name of the company, concerning the audit of the Dominion machines following the November 3rd, 2020 general election. There were no records of audits or tests performed by ProVV in Douglas County from November 3rd. So now let me ask you this. So what should happen to this Rossiter? He outright flat out lied. Now the governor has discovered, hey, guess what? There were hundreds of thousands of illegal votes.
Yeah.
So you know what that meant? It meant that Trump actually won. You know, and can you believe that all of those illegal votes were for the Democrat? Isn't that something?
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. But I'm thinking there should be some kind of law against deceiving, cheating. There has to be some way to hold them accountable. In fact, this basically should turn everything around on everything that happened with they're talking with Trump and January 6th and an insurrection. I mean, if you look at the big picture, this just brings down the house of cards all the way back. Remember when they went after all the attorneys, everybody that tried to help Donald Trump has been taken to court, sued Rudy Giuliani. Who are the two attorneys in D.C.? I can't think of their names right now. But they've gone after everybody, trying to break them financially, to keep accusing. This brings down the house of cards, and there are hundreds of people that have piled on and really are guilty of they're the ones who have actually promoted an insurrection trying to destroy our constitutional government, trying to destroy the Republican Party and Donald Trump.
We had a third world type coup. That's what they did. They removed the legitimate president in a coup. All right.
Yes.
We have Beverly in Michigan pledged 200. Handyman Dan in California pledged 60. Diane in Massachusetts pledges 1,000. So thank you. That's the third 1,000 that we have.
Match. Wow.
All right.
And Joe, I'd like to add that isn't it amazing that whatever the Democrats are doing, they accuse the Republicans of doing what they're doing?
Exactly.
That's right out of Karl Marx's playbook.
Yes,
he tells you,
yes.
Always accuse the opposition of doing what you're doing, yeah.
Right, and the Colorado Supreme Court is doing exactly what the Communist Chinese Party did when Great Britain turned over Hong Kong to them in 1997. The Communist Chinese Party said, we will not take over Hong Kong for 50 years. But what did they do, Joe? They rigged all the elections of all the corporate officers in Hong Kong to control Hong Kong as best as they could from a distance.
That's what they're going to do now, this next election.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Same thing's happening here.
Well, in fact, you know, when Biden came out and talked about his meeting with President China, how it was a very productive, good meeting, well, told him right to his face that he was going to unify Taiwan with China, and he would do it by, quote, any means necessary. And Biden came out and said, what a wonderful meeting they had. Yeah, the Chinese just told him basically to, go put it where the sun doesn't shine.
All right, very good. All right, that number is 888-281-1110. Can we have Diane? Would somebody match Diane for $1,000 or match myself for $1,000? All the folks, praise the good Lord for the donors out there. All of you folks out there that have kept us on the air for all of these years. I want you to know this morning we spent hours praying for you. When people send in and they help us, we take their names, their addresses, and the letters. We get a lot of letters, and we go to prayer for hours. This morning, those guys that were sitting behind you just a few minutes ago, those three will be there for prayer. And
big part of the prayer team, right?
And Lisa that was here, she's a big part of the prayer team. So we pray that as they support us and they bless us with their support, that we would ask God to do the same, to bless them with his support too. And then, of course, we have a lot of their letters. There's a lot of different prayers for healings and prayers for family matters, and we do. We pray for all of them. Every one letter that comes in here, folks, every single one, we pray for you. All righty, because we really believe in prayer here. And, I pray that tonight we hear from some more people because we really need to make it tonight.
Amen.
888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Here's some good news, Joe. Federal judge blocks California law that bans carrying firearms in all public places. Judge issues a scathing rebuke. A federal judge on Wednesday temporarily blocked a newly signed California law that banned people from carrying firearms in virtually all the public places. U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney of the Central District of California, a Bush appointee, granted the ban and issued a scathing statement. Judge Carney called the law, which was signed by California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, a sweeping repugnant in the Second Amendment and openly defiant of the Supreme Court. He goes on to say, the law, which would have gone into effect in January 1st, bans guns from 26 public places, including banks, zoos, churches, parks. The law would have prohibited people with concealed carry permits to carry firearms in the banned places. So there again. See, we have that thing called Second Amendment, right? Here in Ohio, we have Second Amendment. When it comes to guns, we have the Second Amendment. And that means you can carry a gun, it can be concealed, you can carry it, except for if a place is posted. If it's posted and no firearms allowed here, then you shouldn't carry them in there, huh? But, and guess what happens? In these places where they post no firearms allowed, like movie theaters and that, that's where the bad guys go to kill people, huh? Whatever happened to that thing called common sense?
It had a funeral, remember? Some of us were there. But I was just thinking on that, even where I bank allows us to carry our guns in Missouri. Not every bank, but where I choose to bank. And it seems like they have a very large following at the bank. A lot of farmers, ranchers, and a lot of my friends and neighbors. I find it interesting. A couple of the other banks don't seem to have very many customers.
Yeah, I remember, you know, it was about a year ago. I remember when, it wasn't that long ago, if you walked into a bank wearing a mask, you'd be arrested or shot.
Yeah.
But about a year ago, you walk into a bank and everybody in there is wearing a mask, okay? Everyone that's working there. I mean, that's how crazy things have gotten today. Alrighty. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Maybe we should take Joe Biden off the ballot in Texas for allowing millions to cross the border. I think taking him off the ballot in every state would be a good idea. What do you think?
But then the problem is you've got Kamala Harris. She's worse.
Yeah, but she wouldn't be on the ballot, I don't think. Maybe she might be, yeah.
She might be.
Oh. Yeah, but
we can't play the game the way they do, but we can sure hope we can do an imprecatory prayer that that God will remove some of these people for us and give a little aid and comfort. But I was just looking at something. Did you know that in the first 2 months of this year, the federal government spent over $1 trillion in 2 months? And so far, the gross interest on our debt, on our treasury debt, is the third biggest expense we have. And yet, Congress this week, we had Democrat senators earmarking money. Back in Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, Bob Casey sponsored a bill. They're giving $1 million to the William Way LGBT Community Center in Philly. And you get down the list of this stuff. These people are already cramming all kinds of pork and spending. And so much of it is sponsoring the LGBT lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers. They're sponsoring museums in New York City. Remember, New York's broke, but they're giving $3 million to this museum with the historical. Money is going to gay and lesbian services in New York, $1,500,000 on down the line. The senators are earmarking, and some of the biggest earmarks are promoting sodomy and the transsexual movement and everything antichrist, and they're shoving the earmarks in next year's budget already. They can't wait to spend more money to buy more votes to increase inflation and mess up our constitutional Republican form of government.
All right. Joe in New York pledges 50, and Craig in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Craig. 888. We're down, Joe. We have approximately 40 minutes left tonight. 40 minutes left to raise what we need to raise. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. House of Sin previously investigated secret sex tapes scandal 18 months prior to the Senate staffer's explicit filming fiasco, and he is now planning to pursue legal action against what he calls defamatory allegations and a politically motivated attack on his character. Adrian Meese Sierpaski asserted that the explicit behavior he was alleged to have been involved with within the Hart Senate building was taken out of context, and now is being weaponized against him.
How do you take a porno film out of context?
He's been caught filming having sex, and it's out of context. That's almost funny. Wouldn't that qualify for a Saturday Night Live type joke?
Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
Oh,
here you go.
Charlie Brown.
What's the first thing a spouse says when they get caught with infidelity? it's not what it seems, or it's not what it looks like, right?
Not what it looks like, yeah.
You go in there and you're watching, and then they're telling you it's not what it seems. But, oh, you know what you said there, Ken, about always doing the opposite of what they say. Now, Joe Biden, not long ago, he was asked about people that don't show up for Congress, that whenever they're subpoenaed to Congress and they don't show, they should be prosecuted for doing that. He also said people that don't pay their taxes, people that don't pay their taxes,
fair share.
They don't do that. Well, guess what? Joe Biden's daughter is joining her brother, Hunter. Hunter had about $1 million of back taxes here. Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley, yes, that daughter, the one in that took the inappropriate showers with Joe, with her daddy, when she said that's what turned her into being a loose woman that, that's right, she was the one that, virtually, she said her daddy was a pedophile, okay?
Right, right.
So, according to Fox News, Ashley Biden owes thousands of dollars in back taxes beginning in 2015. I'm wondering if those taxes is the money that she received from being brought in by the Red Chinese to the whole Biden crime family, you know, how they split the money up. Ashley Biden's president daughter owes $5,000 in income taxes alone in 2015, according to a recent tax lien docket first obtained by Fox News Digital. Liens are legal claims imposed by the government on property or assets secured unpaid taxes after repeated attempts to collect. And so there you go. You know, it seems like people like the Bidens don't really have to pay tax, do they?
Well,
even James had different IRS, I think, three or four IRS liens against him at different times. So, I mean, that's a bigger story than you even mentioned. I think there's somebody else that had tax liens in the past in the family.
Well, Joe, here's what I don't understand is Hunter blames everything on his drug addiction. Now, what's the daughter? What's her excuse going to be as to why she hasn't paid her taxes and collected money from foreign governments? What's her excuse going to be?
Her father's showers. I don't know. And how about James and the other, all his?
Right, right. What's his excuse?
What's his excuse?
Yeah.
Well, they'll come up with one, I'm sure. Come
yeah.
On, you know, doctor.
Well,
James, well, we've got, well, here you go. Developing the 1 million Hunter Biden's Chinese business partners, Patrick Ho, wired him in 2017, subject of a separate bribery investigation. And so here you go. It seems like it just don't stop coming in. You know, it's like all of the election fraud that we had when they truckloads of ballots, of phony ballots, and then you had people in the mainstream media going with a line. Brett Baer said, where's the evidence? Where's the proof? Susan Smith, where's the proof?
Proof, yeah.
Little Chris, what's his name? I called him the chipmunk. You know, all of this stuff, where's the proof? You know, it's right there in front of them. I mean, thousands and thousands. This was the most corrupt election this country's ever had. And we got to go back to get rid of this mail-in, these mail-in ballots. We've got to, you got to do something and go back to, like you said, a voting day, a day where people vote.
Right. You and I were discussing this earlier, and Joe, what the pastor and I feel is the way to solve this is to have just one voting day, and they have to show an ID. You can't bring in a support individual to influence your vote or any of those other ways that they can influence people to vote a certain way. It's your vote, it's your decision, and you have to be one vote, one person.
The Democrats exactly. Actually are trying to legalize fraud. They want to make crime legal.
I want to go a step further. If you, like, I live in Missouri. I should be able to donate Missouri, but I should not be able to donate money in Ohio. I think I vote here, I should be able to donate here. I don't think we need California money, New York money influencing Missouri politics. And I think so you can donate as long as it's where you vote. And I think then they ought to make any large donation, just make the donations public. So I don't care if there's a millionaire who wants to donate $1 million to a Democrat candidate, but it should be out in the open. We should have that sunshine and keep everything, you know, where it starts from. I think that would be a way to cut so much of the problems we have.
Well, that would work if it was across the board, if it was equal for everybody. You know, the Democrats always do it the other way. They would want it to where that would only apply to Republican candidates. I mean, and openly and do that. And so, and act like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah,
oh, right.
What's wrong with that?
John in West Park pledges 50, and Vicky in Denver pledges 100. Thank you, Vicky. Vicky, God bless you out there, because you have that corrupt court, Supreme Court, that's supreme only in their high treason against God and country. All righty, yeah. Folks.
I got one for the doctor, if there's time, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dr. Kenny, article in the London Daily Mail. Now scientists say breathing is bad for the environment. Gases we exhale contribute 0.1% of UK's greenhouse gas emissions. And it says whether it means eating less meat or cycling instead of driving, humans do many things, but breathing is one of the new problems. There are new study that gases in air exhaled from human lungs is fueling global warming. Methane and nitrous oxide in the air we exhale makes up 0.1% of the UK's greenhouse gas emissions. Do you have any comment on this? There's a whole bunch of facts and figures, but it comes down to you breathe, you pollute the you're responsible for global warming.
Well, here's my one comment about global warming. Well, two comments, actually. Geologists guesstimate that the Earth was covered to approximately 95% covered by ice 30 million years ago. So if that were the case, that the planet was covered in ice to the tune of 95%, when did global warming actually start?
About 20 million years ago.
Yeah. And yep. So what was that? Because the dinosaurs were breathing too much? What? I'm come on.
Well, wait a minute. If it's covered in that much ice, there wouldn't be anything growing to feed the dinosaurs.
Right.
So it had to
right.
start
I mean,
way
it's,
back when.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous comment I just made, but it's just as ridiculous as what these people are saying about CO2. And
yeah.
It's well known that our CO2 is what feeds the trees. The trees live off of CO2, and they put out oxygen. So it's a synergistic effect going on between humans and nature. So that would be my second comment to you. But, yeah, the lunacy and everything about climate change, I have not seen any legitimate science. And if you throw things into computers, you can throw in enough garbage to make it spit out whatever you want it to spit out. And
so in other words, you're on national radio saying you're not going to quit breathing just to save the lousy planet.
Well, at least not tonight. Anyway, Joe, I hope.
All righty, folks, we're running out of time. We've got approximately 31 minutes left tonight for you to call in at 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. You won't have to hear Joe or I ask for another whole month, but we need to hear from you tonight, or we might not
yes,
be.
We do.
We might not be on your station next month. Trump urges Supreme Court to reject Jack Smith's request for expedited ruling on immunity argument. 18 Republican attorney generals, including Missouri AG Andrew Bailey, file briefs in support of President Trump, the legitimate president of the United States. And we'll be back right after this. Now is the perfect time to call.
this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. When the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way out. Is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more back. And we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Years we haven't taken it. We pushed back hard against the opposition. Now, sometimes it cost us. You know, they attacked us in every way you can imagine. But guess what? We've never, ever compromised. We never stood down. We kept fighting that fight. And we know that you folks out there supported us, and we support you. We're here. So many times people out there who, Joe, I don't know how many times innocent people had their were come upon by a corrupt government, and they brought the cause to us, and we put it out over the airway, especially those folks in the nursing homes were losing their property. We brought that out, and we had some very corrupt police, a very corrupt nursing home employees, and very corrupt prosecuting attorneys. All were really ducking for cover because we went after
them. Exactly. You've gone after police and judges and politicians, and it would take a couple of shows to go over the list of people that whenever there was evil, we call it, you know.
Speaking of evil,
pointed out.
The $1 million Hunter Biden Chinese business partner Patrick Ho wired him in 2017 is subject to a separate bribery investigation. Recall that in 2017, the FBI raided the offices and intercepted communications of Chi Ping Patrick Ho a Chinese national suspected of espionage, who was a business partner with Hunter and Joe Biden, slimy brother Jim Biden. Patrick Ho was later put on trial, found guilty of bribing government officials around the world to advance the interests of the Chinese Communist Party. The crooked department, the very, very crooked Department of Justice, hid Hunter Biden's connection with Patrick Ho during this trial and even redacted Hunter Biden's name from the evidence. That's right. I got to tell you, Merrick Garland, you are the most corrupt attorney general this country has ever seen. It would be, Merrick Garland, you would be extremely hard-pressed to find someone as corrupt or more corrupt than yourself to prosecute. You really would. There you go. I mean, that is bad out there.
What I would like to know, Pastor, is who was pushing for Merrick Garland to take over that position? Was it truly Joe Biden or was Barack Obama?
Both. They were both behind it, yeah.
Yeah.
All righty. Let me see. Boy, we don't have anybody new on the board. 888, well, the lights, they're starting to light up now. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Do you have a last article there, or did you do all three of your articles?
I did all three of mine that you gave me here, Pastor.
Wow.
But I do want to tell Joe one thing that I saw a great bumper sticker the other day, Joe. And you were talking about my not breathing ever again, and that's what brought this to light. The bumper sticker said, "When I die, please don't make me vote Democrat."
Oh, yeah. Amen, brother. Yes. Yeah, yes. So. I've got one for you.
Okay, let's hear it, Joe.
Health Department warning, cite threat from communicable diseases. Americans are being bludgeoned with a new flood of health alerts, not about COVID, though. But it's the ordinary but dangerous diseases that are coming into our country thanks to the millions of illegals. And it says the just the news, the alerts are coming from health departments at city, state, and federal levels across the country. New York, it's polio and chickenpox. CDC is warning about tuberculosis for the second year in a row as those cases rise. Chicago is warning people of the trouble with immigrants with chickenpox. California is having a rash of monkeypox and is warning the citizens. And it goes on and on. Different cities, different things. Sounds like this illegal immigration is causing a national health problem.
It will. It most definitely will. These are obviously variants of the original tuberculosis and polio and so on and so forth, I'm assuming.
Well, yeah, they say that that's all right because it helps the economy. Big Pfizer makes billions and billions of more money,
by selling more vaccines, sure.
Right. Yeah. And the vaccines keep making people sicker yet, so.
Right, right.
All right, Tom and Esther in Illinois pledged 100. Thank you, Tom and Esther. Now, this here latest one by John Kirby. You know how Mariakis says that, keeps trying to tell us the border is secure. We watched 12,000 people in one day march across it. He said, but it's secure, right? Because Joe Obama says, you go out there and you sit there, you tell that lie under oath or whatever. Don't worry. You don't have to worry about being prosecuted. We own the Justice Department. It's just a part of our, we got Merrick Garland out there. He'll lie under oath too, okay? Now, listen to this. John Kirby denies regime left U.S. weapons in Afghanistan. $85 billion worth of weapons were there, but let me tell you, they didn't give them. You know, there's a good percentage of that money. Ask yourself, how did Joe Biden become so wealthy and how much all of this money on offshore accounts? Now, they just did a survey going back to Ronald Reagan to the present. Every president that held that office left the office much wealthier. Ronald Reagan, I think, was only like $3 million. He was the least of all of them, except for one. And one of them left the office much less wealthy, and that's Donald Trump. And so can you believe that? I mean, just – but Obama and Biden, but the Clintons were the ones that made the most money. I mean, I think Clinton was something like – he came out of it, I believe, $30 million or something richer than when he went in. But it was a huge amount. All right. Charlotte in Ohio pledges 100. Thank you, Charlotte.
Now, you're referring to the Clinton Foundation.
No, I'm referring to Bill Clinton as the president. Now, the Clinton Foundation became richer by over like $50 billion.
Right, when they sold uranium to the Chinese.
Not just that. Remember when they had this big scam when you had that hurricane come through there in Haiti? And it wiped it up, and they raised something like $3 billion, and Haiti only got 3% of what they raised.
Right.
The rest went to the Clinton Foundation.
Clinton Foundation, right. Yeah.
So, all right, very good. So here's what Kirby says. Kirby says that money was, that all of that $85 billion worth of equipment wasn't really left behind. Unbelievable. You know, I mean, they really, really insult our intelligence, don't they? I mean.
They gave up Bagram Air Force Base. Just that base alone was in one of the largest bases in the world. Just the buildings, the runway, you know, the things that they couldn't have brought back, like planes. And even then, they left a lot of the planes on the ground. We saw the pictures of it.
Well, they left planks. They left SUVs. They left.
They left trucks and the gas tankers, all kinds of things there. The firefighting equipment. I mean, we saw pictures. They had satellite pictures of
all kinds of weapons, guns, rocket launchers, all kinds of weapons. They left there, tons of them.
Well, it means that the U.S. Army just lied. It's either. The Biden administration or the military, somebody's telling a huge lie one way or the other, right?
Absolutely.
Not to mention the American lives that were lost.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, here's some more good news. The Fifth Circuit rules in favor of Texas. The Biden regime can no longer destroy border fences or cut down concertina wire on the border. There you go in Texas. So Texas secured a legal victory in the Fifth Circuit on Tuesday. That won't stop the Biden regime, though. I mean, they'll send those guys in probably. The Lone Star State appealed the district court's decision and allowed federal agents to destroy state border fences. Biden's Department of DHS, Homeland Security agents can no longer destroy the state Texas border barriers. In June, the Gateway Pundit's Christine Taylor reported that U.S. Border Patrol agents were cutting razor fire fencing on private property in Texas in order to let hordes of Joe Biden's illegal aliens flood across the border. They brought in thousands and thousands of Chinese nationals. These virtually are soldiers in plain clothes, out of uniformed. Thousands of them. In some day, it'll come out. Like all the other things we told people about, it came out, and that'll come out someday too.
Amen. Well, look at that million and a half gotaways. I mean, you've got to stop and think a little common sense. The people that just didn't turn themselves in, they made sure that they came crossing the border when the border was overwhelmed. What are they hiding? They're either criminal or, terrorists or smugglers or something. They're, everybody else wants to come in and get, picked up by the Border Patrol. So something bad's happening with all those gotaways.
Yep. Here's some good news. This is an amazing thing. Wrestling legend Hulk Hogan gets baptized at the age of 70. Total surrender and dedication to Jesus. So Hulk says he's his wrestling icon, that he has given his life and totally surrendered his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it's better late than never, huh?
And he called it the happiest day of his life.
Yeah, well, praise the good Lord, because...
Greatest day of my life.
And, I mean, Hulk had quite a life, too, did he? I mean...
And very colorful life. And, but, again, all is sin in the eyes of God, and we all have much to be forgiven. So when you're born again, it's like God has a giant eraser, and all those things that you did have been erased in the mind of God.
Jeff in Philadelphia pledges $100. Anonymous in Florida pledges $100. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Anonymous. And we're coming up to, well, I don't know how much time do we have left there, Johnny? Okay. Folks, you know, I wanted to bring some things out. A lot of people don't realize we're here. And I know a lot of times people say, it seems like the struggle is so much. It's overwhelming. Everywhere you turn, the opposition's out there. They're so corrupt. The corruption is so heavy. How can you win this? We're outnumbered. Look. What does God's Word, the Bible, say? God's Word, the Bible, says that we are more than conquerors, right? Do we believe God?
We do.
Okay. God's Word, the Bible, says he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Do we believe God?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Now, Jesus said that he is in us, okay, that he dwells within us. And now let me ask you about this. He created the universe, did he not?
Yes, he did.
Okay. The Bible says his power is unlimited. It's unlimited, is it not?
Yes.
Now, the Bible also says that when we become, we receive our new bodies, our glorified bodies, we will be like him. We will be like him. So we're going to be like the one that has unlimited power, unlimited power. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now, God has given people, you see, everyone out there listening, and we try to deal with logic and common sense here, don't we? Everybody out there that's listening to me, I guarantee you, you're alive. You see, if you were dead, you couldn't be listening to me, right?
Right. Correct.
Then check this one out. I can show you now. Nobody at Harvard or Yale could know this, or Stanford. This is way above what their ability to even rationalize. But everybody that is alive someday will die. Now, that's deep, isn't it? Okay, that's deep. Now, the Bible says this. It's appointed to all men once to die, and then the judgment. Now, here's what that means. It means it's appointed to all men once to die and then the judgment, just exactly like it said. So God tells you this, that you don't have a whole variety of places once you leave this world to go to. You have two choices, right? You're going to go to heaven or hell. That's what God said. There's no in-between out there. There is nothing in between. You're either going to go to heaven or you'll have all of eternity to wish you had. And so, folks, you out there listening to me tonight, one, you're alive. Two, you will die. And when that happens, you're going to spend eternity. Now, eternity is a very long time. It's a very long time. And so here, God has given you an option. He's given you a way out. It's not God's will that any come short of the glory. The fact is, though, the vast majority of people on this planet is going to end up in hell. The Lord Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. And now, here's what he said. First of all, you have to recognize the fact that Christ died a substitutionary death. He was the only one that could have done it. He was the only one. He was the only one that was qualified. Now, because he did that, he died upon that cross. He took the sins of the world upon him. And I'm going to tell you something here. To take the sins of the world, past, present, and future, upon yourself, the gravity of that is far, far, far above anything that we can even begin to comprehend. Now, for a minute, God the Father cannot look upon sin without punishing sin. And so he had to turn his head away from the Lord as he hung on that cross for a minute. And the Lord Jesus said, Father, why have thou forsaken me? In other words, for that instant that he turned his head away, because if he had continued, he would have had to continue to put more punishment on him. Now, folks, here's what Jesus said. Now, here's what the creator of the universe said. Here's what the fellow with unlimited power said. Here's what the fellow that is pure truth. His name is the Word, the truth. He is the truth and the light. He said, if you would pray to the Father in the name of the Son, ask for forgiveness of your sins. If you will do that, then God will always honor your commitment. If you pray to the Father and ask for forgiveness of you, if you mean it, see, God looks upon your heart. He's going to know whether you mean it or not. And if you mean it, then, one, he'll honor it. Two, Jesus said, call upon him, call upon the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. Look, Jesus said he has to come first, before mother, before father, sister, brother. He's got to be number one. Folks, remember, you were number one when he took your place upon that cross. He did that for you. He owes you nothing. God owes you nothing. You owe him everything, everything. And so here, if you'll do that, if you'll make him the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations, what'll happen is you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and you will be on the road to immortality. That'll happen. So here's what you do. I'm just going to pray this prayer. If you're out there listening, you just pray it with me. You ready? Heavenly Father, Lord God, I come before you a sinner. According to thy perfect holy word, I deserve hellfire. But Father, you so loved the world, you placed your Son upon the cross. He took my place. He took my sins upon him. And right now, Father God, I'm asking you to forgive me of my sin. Right now, Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to be the Lord of my life, all of my life, in all things, at all times, completely and totally, without any reservation. Right now, I'm a new creature. Right now, I'm a new believer. I'm a child, an heir of the kingdom, and I will be indwelt right now with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Okay. I pray that you said it up there. Now, I'd like to hear from you. If you said that prayer, we would love to hear from you. We're out of time for tonight, so I want to thank you very much, Ken, for being here with us. Until tomorrow, we say good night. We
good
say
night.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
and
Christmas. Always,
Christmas.
Always, always, always keep fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting. Because life's too short for a bad hire.